It's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. So we're still in the throes of summer here. There's plenty of summer left in summer. Vacation time, you know, some of you are still going on vacation. So I want to talk a little bit about work-life balance and managing your time off so that you don't end up looking like your passport photo. According to a Randstad Canada Work Monitor survey, 40% of employees volunteer to handle work-related issues during their vacation because they want to stay involved. They want to stay in the loop. 50% of Canadian employees and 64% of U.S. employees respond to emails and phone calls outside of working hours. But is this really giving us the mental downtime we need to properly recharge our batteries? I'm not so sure, which is why some companies have created no off-hour contact policies. So my simple suggestion is this: talk it over with your supervisor and your team before you take time off and commit to some agreed-upon ground rules. If you are able to do this, try doing what I did when I had a real job, you know, one of those real jobs. Tell everyone you are returning to work a day later than you actually are. This was a great idea. That way you get a bonus day at work, free of any expectations or meetings, so you can focus on catching up. At the very least, don't schedule anything heavy duty like, you know, I don't know, brain surgery for the first day you're back. Don't over-program your time off. I see this happen with so many people. They try to cram in too much. They've got 1 week vacation left. They want to do it all, and they end up getting so stressed out they need another vacation. So you'll just end up looking worse than your passport photo, and you'll need another vacation if you over-program. So schedule in some true downtime. Try taking a total electronic vacation as well. Stay off Facebook. Ignore YouTube. Research shows we are all spending way too much time gadgetizing with our gadgets. I believe that's a word. And finally, my last thought, like American Express, never leave home without your sense of humor, especially if you are visiting relatives. And you might want to check out an article I contributed to with Business Insiders, 8 Things to Do at Work Before Going on Vacation. Google that, and there's some more great tips to help you manage your stress and have fun on your vacation. And now my fun at work tip. You know, summer is the perfect time for a kind of laid-back name generator. So here's another alter ego name generator you could use at your summer picnic, barbecue, summer bash, a meeting for your, a lazy summer Friday at work. Google your hippie name generator, and you will come up with names like mine. My name was Moon Eclipse, which I may just stick with for the rest of the summer because it just sounds so darn laid back. And the deep thought of the week, speaking of vacation, never promise a farmer you will water his plants and take care of his animals while he's on vacation. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's the winner of a survey for the best newspaper headline ever. Headless body found in topless bar. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.